When the conquistador Francisco Hernandez de Cordoba landed in the New World, he visited a small island about 5 miles long and about half a mile wide off of what would become Mexico. Not knowing what he would find at the beginning of his venture onto this very small island, soon he was met with a small temple covered with various goddess figurines. He had just journeyed to the ancient Mayan province of Ekab, or the Island of Women, which was dedicated to Ixchel, the goddess of fertility, healing, the moon, motherhood, and so much more. Unbeknownst to him at the time, it was tradition for a Mayan girl and young woman to traverse across their homeland to make their pilgrimage to the sanctuary of Ixchel, either on the island of modern-day Cozumel or Ekab, which would later become known as the Island of Women. Once they reached the ports of Zamanha and Pole, they rested. And after the rest, they were spiritually cleansed in the Temazcal, which is a sweat bath, by the priests, who were called Amen, or He Who Knows. From there, the pilgrims hired professional oarsmen to take them on a sacred canoe crossing to the island, a crossing that is reenacted from Xcaret every year. They were accompanied by men, being their brothers, fathers, and even husbands-to-be during this journey. Mayan girls would journey here to pay homage, seeking the guidance of Ixchel to gracefully transition into a new phase of both physical and spiritual maturity, a rite of passage marking their journey from childhood to adulthood. It is said that women pilgrimage twice in a lifetime, at the onset and cessation of their moon flows. Young girls would have come here at the age of 12, just before their first period, so that they could give their first blood to the goddess. They would collect their blood on paper, which the Maya made from the bark of the wild fig tree, then set it on fire under the ceiba tree, which was the sacred tree of life, and that would be their offering. At the other end of the spectrum, women would pilgrimage for the second time after they conceived children to express their gratitude. Young Maya women would encounter the Oracle of Ixchel on the island, who would hide inside a large ceramic sculpture and speak to the pilgrims on her behalf. The priestesses also healed infertility, mainly with herbs, and they taught sexual techniques to the women. The priestesses of Cozumel also sheltered infertile women who were discarded by their husbands, and they also sheltered orphans who were otherwise heading for human sacrifice. When the Spanish landed in the New World, there were about 40,000 inhabitants present on the island of Cozumel, most of which were wiped out from smallpox and syphilis brought by the Spaniards. Along with the decimation of their culture was the decimation of their stories. Spanish conquistadors and missionaries burned many Maya books and their manuscripts upon their arrival into the Americas. This was part of a broader effort to convert indigenous peoples to Christianity and to suppress their pre-Columbian religious and cultural practices. The Spanish, particularly the early missionaries, saw the Maya codices, which were their folded bark books, and they saw other artifacts as symbols of paganism and even idolatry. They believed these documents contained heretical knowledge that needed to be eradicated to make way for Christianity. The destruction of these codices resulted in a significant loss of Maya knowledge, including their history, astronomy, and religious practices. Fortunately for us, all was not lost. The Dresden Codex is a Mayan manuscript created around 1200-1250, and it is the oldest and best preserved pre-Columbian Maya book to survive the Spanish conquest and the subsequent destruction of Maya manuscripts. The Codex contains detailed astronomical tables, including information on lunar and solar cycles. It includes predictions of lunar eclipses, Venus cycles, and other celestial events, reflecting the Maya's advanced knowledge of astronomy. The manuscript also includes depictions of Maya gods, ritual practices, and mythological names. It provides insights into the religious and ceremonial life of the Maya people. It also features both text and intricate illustrations, including depictions of deities, mythological scenes, and astronomical phenomena. In the Dresden Codex, we find Goddess Ischel. Goddess Ischel was revered as the Lady of the Rainbow for the Maya people. She was tied to gestation, textiles, the sentiment of desire, and was considered the goddess of the moon. She was not only in charge of fertility, but also she sent rain to nourish the crops. Her presence was felt in every sunrise, every harvest, and every lunar phase. As the moon goddess, she was believed to wield influence over the cycles of life and the forces of nature, and her essence permeated the very fabric of Maya life. Ischel is a multifaceted goddess, and similar to other goddesses, she too was revered as a triple goddess, or what we know today as the maiden mother crone, as she is referenced in three different phases and identities that merged into one, as seen in the Dresden Codex. As the maiden, Ischel is depicted with a snake headdress reflecting her powers of healing, medicine, and midwifery. Ischel in this stage was prayed to for assistance with fertility, and she was recognized as being responsible for the development of the fetus and even the sex of the baby. In her phase as the mother, Ischel is then known as Lady Earth. In this phase, her headdress changes and contains items associated with weaving and even the dry seasons. She is a wife and mother and tends to the important duties such as weaving, healing others, and even the harvest. It is also during this phase that she is known as the goddess of desire. As the mother, Ischel has multiple lovers and is involved in several sexual unions with various romantic partners. Her first partner is Voltan, the earth god, but she quickly moves on to someone else who is called Itzamna, or the moon god. Itzamna is not just the moon god, he is also the founder of Maya culture. Ischel bears him 4 sons, or perhaps 13 sons, we are unsure. Her sons become known as the Bacabs. The Bacabs are considered to be 4 deities associated with the cardinal directions, and they play a key role in the creation and maintenance of the world. Each Bacab is connected to a specific color and symbol, representing various aspects of nature and cosmology. Ischel has further relations with the sun god Kanikawa, who had no desire for her. According to her mythology, Ischel pursues the sun god and longs for him, but he refuses to acknowledge her longing. As Ischel moped around, the more she followed him, the worse the earth became. It caused the tides to rise and floods to destroy crops. Soon she shifted her attention to her weaving after realizing she could not capture the sun god's attention. Once Kanikawa saw her woven textiles, he fell in love with Ischel, and the two soon became lovers. Unhappy with the union, Ischel's grandfather struck her with lightning and killed her. It took weeks for hundreds of dragonflies to revive Ischel using their life force. Once she was revived, Ischel returned to her husband. In her phase as the crone, Ischel reverts back to her headdress as the maiden, which includes the snake, which now represents both life-giving and destructive powers. As the crone, she now assists the sick and the dying, and it is said that she absorbs the bodies of the deceased into her physical form, which is the earth. As the crone, she is now depicted with sharp claws on her hands and feet, and she has a skirt full of crossbones, and now she holds a large earthen vessel. Today, some of the Mayan people continue to visit Cozumel as part of spiritual or religious observances related to Ixchel. These modern pilgrimages may include rituals, offerings, or prayers at sacred sites associated with the goddess. If you wish to connect to the goddess Ixchel, you may create an altar with the following offerings: cocoa, chocolate, corn tortillas or beans. The stone offerings would include turquoise, potentially even jade. The incense is copal. Her candle is blue. And her epithets are Lady Earth and Lady of the Rainbow. Thank you today for joining me for this episode on Lady of the Rainbows episode, the goddess Ixchel.